It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Today is Thursday, Throwback Thursday. So you'll hear a Throwback Thursday mix later tonight with DJ GA. It's always a good mix. It's always a good mix. If you're going home,
yeah.
Even if you're not at home, or if you're going somewhere where you can't listen, take us with you. The radio.com app. It's free. You can listen to us with smart speakers. Tell Alexa to play 103.7 Kiss FM Milwaukee.
And you don't know how many times I have pulled up our app during this quarantine and blared Kiss and danced around doing other stuff because you can only watch so much Netflix. Yeah. I mean, I can watch a lot, people, but I need music, and music makes you feel good.
It does.
So it's quite honestly, it made me feel better when I was blaring Kiss.
So wait, it'll put you in a good
stuff around the house.
It'll put you in a good mood. You'll exercise, which gets endorphins, and endorphins make people happy. Are you saying that happy people don't kill their husbands, Allie? Happy people don't kill their husbands.
I'm saying if you're looking for a coping skill right now, music is not a bad outlet. That's all I'm saying.
It's
one of my coping skills. I mean, come on.
That's our new ad, radio.com, helping you self-cope.
Seriously.
Through times of uncertainty.
Oh. Did you see the governor has just directed all the parks to close, all the state parks, all the recreational areas, the Wisconsin DNR. He has just directed the DNR to close all the state parks and recreational areas. Just got that alert.
I've seen a lot of playgrounds, at least in the Franklin area. They're all tapered off with everything. They're all roped off.
It's hard because my kids, where did we go in the car? I took them for a drive. We had to go pick a prescription up in a drive-thru at Walgreens. And they said, can we go to the park? And I said, you know, I wish I could take you to an empty park, but you're really, it's too risky because you touch everything. You put your hands in your mouth.
Wait.
Even if I bring you home to wash your hands, you're 6 and 8. It's just not safe with little kids.
Those entitled kids, they've got a rainbow play system in their backyard. They've got their own playground system in their house.
I've told them that, but that doesn't mean they don't want to. Haven't you met entitled people in America? We still want more.
Oh, that's right.
You can have a whole rainbow play system in your backyard and be a kid today and think you need more. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is.
Let's go to McDonald's for chicken nuggets. We have chicken nuggets at home. You can eat them at home.
Oh, do you know?
They're frozen.
Do you know how many times I've heard, can we go to McDonald's, the drive-thru for dinner? And I go,
no.
I go, maybe once every 2 weeks to support a business, but no, we're not going out for no reason.
Uh-huh. Did you see MCTS, the Milwaukee County Transit System? The buses are now limiting it to 10 passengers for essential rides only and the driver, which it's for the health and safety of everybody, including the driver, because they're still providing this essential service that a lot of people still rely on the bus.
And it's important for so many reasons. I feel for MCTS right now because public transportation is one of the most essential things in my mind for all the people that don't have cars, that still need to work, who have to work, who have nowhere to go. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have some kind of public transportation for those people. And how you monitor that is tough. So I feel for them right now. And those drivers, props to them. It's the same as the grocery store workers and everyone else who's interacting with a lot of people. We feel for you, you know?
So
nurses, doctors.
Starting today, they'll limit it to 10 riders. So if you're at a stop and it passes by, they're not nothing against you. They just probably have a full bus at the time.
Don't take it personally if they drive by.
They just leave me. I have a mask and gloves. I'll be fine. I'll social distance.
I knew that driver hated me. I knew it.
They do have an app. MCTS has a really cool app so you can keep track of all the buses. It's really cool. It's in real time. It updates where all the buses are. Yeah, it's great, dude.
It's like Uber where you can literally see the buses coming at you. That's amazing.
Yes. As soon as I can take a bus for a non-essential ride, as soon as I can, I can't wait to, because the bus goes literally everywhere around the town. So that starts today.
I don't know. Sorry. Can I ask you a question? I don't know if you know the answer, so I'm throwing it out there. What about the hop? Is the hop shut down?
The hop is probably running the same way. I don't know for sure, but I would think it would be similar, because that's kind
of
essential.
You can text to 71037.
I don't know for sure. I haven't been downtown either, so if you've seen the hop running, if you know if it is or not, 71037, you can text us. But MCTS, the buses, 10 people or less, all right?
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, can you hear me, Riggs?
I can hear you, yes. Can you hear me?
You can hear me. Yes, I was cutting out a little from my house, so I wasn't sure if you could hear me or not. Well, I wanted to make sure we were clear.
That's what happens when we socially distance. We can't see each other, but we can hear each other.
And when you use too much bandwidth. I guess Instagram and Facebook got to go for the next 10 minutes, fine. No, but seriously. Okay, so The Weeknd said the second he heard Usher's new single, he got mad.
Really?
He said that he felt like Usher copied his style, which is funny because The Weeknd is way younger than Usher, and Usher has been around so long. You know, Usher could border, well, I don't want to say iconic, but Usher's bordering having a hell of a career, you know? Over 20 years. I mean, over 20 years of a career. That's Usher, true. Think about it. Usher started in the 90s. Usher's my age.
Yeah.
Like, Usher has been around for 25 at least years. Think about it.
At least,
it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
So, and not only that, he's been Justin Bieber's mentor. So look how much Justin Bieber's grown up. That just tells you how much Usher's grown up. But Usher still looks 20, and we appreciate that. But The Weeknd said that, you know, his basically his claim to fame and the thing that puts The Weeknd apart is the falsetto voice. Hear that high voice? So,
yeah.
The Weeknd has that falsetto voice, which puts him ahead and sticks him out. And he said that he feels like Usher copied him. Although, I will say this, The Weeknd said, you know, obviously, you want your idols to become your rivals. So you want to get to a place where you're, I mean, think about how he looked up to Usher, and now Usher is his literal rival.
Now Usher,
you know,
wants
that's
to
crazy.
Be, well, he sees how successful
Usher wants to be him.
He sees how successful The Weeknd is. Yeah, The Weeknd's gotten huge over the past little while.
Huge.
Remember this song?
Huge.
Usher's one of the very first ones.
It's Throwback Thursday. Of course I remember.
Oh, yeah. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. So Easter's coming up this weekend. Big holiday for a lot of the Catholics. Passover.
Yeah,
Passover was last night.
It's funny because yesterday I went, wait, Easter's this weekend?
Uh-huh.
You know the worst part? Because I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
My ex is not. So my kids have celebrated Easter since they've been born. And I remember yesterday Hudson goes, it's Easter this weekend? Because they haven't been out for any, like at school, they would be talking about these things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh yeah, it's this weekend.
Nobody's going to church. Nobody's going to school. Nobody's going anywhere. You forget that it's even Thursday. Tomorrow's Good Friday. What's going on in the world? Yes.
Yeah.
But last night was Passover, and can you explain, Allie, what Passover means? Because there was something called a Seder that happened last night, where family gets together, they eat, they have wine.
Okay.
Can you explain that real
quick? I am not religious as an adult, so let's just throw this out there. But as a We did a Seder every year growing up, though. I had a bat mitzvah. My family was fairly religious growing up. So you would basically, for the Seder, have all of these, there's different food that goes on the plate.
Right.
And there's like a whole tradition, and you may have seen a Seder plate before where you see like the hard-boiled egg and, you know, there's all these things.
Crackers,
yeah.
The big crackers.
Yeah, yeah. So look, it's a whole tradition for Jewish people, and it's fantastic.
It's a gathering, though, right? That you do it in a group with the family.
You get together for dinner, and you have a Seder dinner.
Yes. So you can't do that when you're across the country and everybody's practicing social distancing. And a lot of these family members, this is my wife's side, by the way, they're older and they're in New York and New Jersey. So they're that Jewish side of the family. I've met them before in person, but this is the first time they've done anything virtually together. And it was a audio dumpster fire. Because when you put 13 different families on one screen and half of them have never used Zoom before, this Zoom is what we're using, the video conferencing platform. And you have
how many of them are old? How many are old?
At least half of them. Because let's say there's 14 on the screen, half of them are old. The other half are the younger half going, mute your microphone. Mute your microphone. Rose, mute your microphone. So we log on and we've got Seth, right, who's running the show, my wife's cousin Seth, and he's like...
So, and Seth is like your age, right? He's younger and he knows
Seth
what he's
is,
doing.
No, Seth is much older. Seth is an older guy, works in a lot of finance.
Oh.
Seth is much older, yes. Oh, he's an older guy. But he's used this before. He's very versed in it. He's like, everybody mute your microphones, bottom left-hand side of the screen, everybody mute right now. And he's trying to go through this whole, he's trying to read the prayers and everybody. He keeps talking. And he's like, who's got, then he hears a phone ring in the background. Who still hasn't muted their microphone? Bottom left-hand side of the screen. So I don't know if he's praying or yelling at this point, because there's a lot of chanting in this as well, where they're singing songs in Jewish and Hebrew.
Oh.
And at one point, there's somebody named Richie who keeps talking. We keep hearing her cousin Richie talking. And they go, Richie, mute your microphone. Richie's like, My microphone's muted. My microphone is muted. I don't have a microphone.
And you can hear him.
Yes. he's saying this. And I look up into his little corner where Richie is, and Richie has one of those headsets with the earphones and the microphone that wraps around in front of his face. And he doesn't,
I almost spit my coffee
He doesn't
out,
realize
dude.
That the little microphone's in front of his face, and that's where the microphone is. So his wife comes over and looks into the screen and goes, Richie, your microphone's right in front of your mouth. They're hearing everything you're saying. Will you shut up? Hit the... And then she hits the mute button and you can see her continue to yell at him off the screen. It was hilarious. It was awesome.
Richie, mute your microphone. Your microphone's on.
And you can hear him clear as day, Richie, because he's talking into it.
My microphone is muted. I don't know what you're talking about. It's muted right now.
I'm looking at it. My wife and I are cracking up. It was great. It was a fun way to meet up with the family.
This is so relatable right now if you get on these Zoom calls, especially with old people you work with, because, I mean, this is so relatable. And let me tell you something else. I can add on to this because yesterday I was on a Zoom call as well,
only
it was with, guess who was on my Zoom call?
Well, tell me about it next, and if people are having experiences with this, 71037.
You're going to die.
Yes, text
when
us.
When I tell you who was on mine.
Have you had
you're
these experiences with your family doing Zoom gatherings now? This is the wave of the future. Religious celebrations in the future.
Just wait, brother.
71037. We'll talk to you next, Allie. Hold on, it's Kiss.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
The new way of family gatherings, the wave of the future. Now everybody's doing Zoom meetups or FaceTime groups. Mm-hmm. That's how families are having to gather now, and it's Easter weekend.
And Zoom really is easy. I mean, somebody just sends you a link and you click it and you're in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool. It's not hard. It shouldn't be intimidating for people, but Riggs, your story was glorious about your family trying to have a get together and how they didn't realize their microphones weren't muted. And everyone's losing it. Guess who I got to Zoom with yesterday? I mean, I may top you, and your story was great.
Who were you Zooming with yesterday?
I Zoomed with an entire kindergarten class.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Imagine 5-year-olds on Zoom. Imagine 15 to 25-year-olds. It's hysterical because what happens on Zoom when the microphone is not muted? Who does Zoom put on the screen?
The person who's talking.
The person who's talking.
Yes.
So if you don't have like a grid view on your Zoom, which
right.
if you're on your iPhone, you cannot do a full view of everyone. So I'm scanning through seeing 4 people at a time for Hudson. He's
right.
on the Zoom call with his teacher in his class.
Right.
And every time, and she's still learning Zoom, his teacher, every time a kid talks, they come up on the screen and nobody's saying anything. They're just 5-year-olds moving the phone around and doing juggling the phone.
That's all you're
like,
hearing.
You hear that on my microphone? So you like hear it drop and then it comes back to the screen. And the next thing you know, then Hudson says one word and he's on the screen. And then it cuts over to his friend John, who's, it's like hysterical. And the teacher would come on. Bless her heart. I love her because she had both of my kids in kindergarten, so I know her.
Yeah.
She would come on and go, hold on, let me mute everyone.
God.
And then she'd be like, okay, I'm going to ask the class a question. And then it'd be like, Hudson, what's your favorite thing you've done since we've been out of school? And he'd be like, and then it cut to a different kid who said something in the middle.
Mom, I want goldfish.
Literally. And then you hear one of the moms, Riggs, I heard one of the moms in the background go, stop turning the camera around. The house is a mess. To her son.
That mom.
Dude, Zooming with my kids' kindergarten class gave me life yesterday. I was like, this is just like watching old people. Old people and 5-year-olds are the same on Zoom. They don't know what they're doing. Nobody knows how to mute a microphone.
Nope.
Everybody's talking.
Nope.
And then out of nowhere, some kid would be like, Hudson would go, I want to ask Aiden a question. Aiden, what's my favorite ship? And Aiden would go, the Titanic. And Hudson would go, and the whole class is on this Zoom call, and Hudson's just talking to him alone. He goes, wrong, Aiden, pick again. And this is all happening on a Zoom call.
To everybody. They don't get it. This is hilarious. Kids and old people.
And Aiden would go, oh, well, it's the SS-645, and Hudson would go, check mark. I mean, they're having these conversations on Zoom. Like nobody's on the call. It's hysterical.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Yep. Who's bored in the house? 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Funny story about that song that was Tyga that we just played, Bored in the House. Mm-hmm. But Tyga actually got that song from TikTok, the app TikTok.
This all started since the quarantine. Like, uh-huh. This song, everything has come out of nowhere. I'm loving this story.
That song literally came out within 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks.
What did you tell me, Riggs? You said there was so TikTok, for those of you that don't know, uh-huh. It is a app where you can make dance videos or all kinds of videos, and you there's a lot of music on TikTok that people have never heard. Uh-huh. So, Riggs, the way you explained it to me was there was a guy on TikTok who made a video just hitting his desk and rapping, "I'm bored in the house," right?
Curtis Roach did that whole part, bored in the house.
So he just hit the desk?
That was it.
And
it's
this random guy hitting a desk going, "Bored in the house, bored.
Bored in the house.
Okay.
Yep.
And then
Tyga hears it. So Tyga does a lip sync to it. So Tyga does like a little video in his house. His own TikTok.
Yes.
Tyga says he gets like 1 million views within a couple days. Goes crazy. Mm-hmm. And Tyga's like, it's such a catchy beat. He reaches out to this guy, Chris Roach, calls him. He lives in Detroit. Chris Roach doesn't answer the phone because he doesn't recognize the number. It was Tyga calling.
The guy who just made up this random bored in the house. This guy is at home not answering the phone. That's
Tyga's calling him to record this song, saying like, dude, uh-huh. I want to use your voice for the hook and I want to put some verses in between. Let's do this. And he ignores it. And then Tyga texts him. And Tyga says, hey,
this
it's Tyga.
This is Kylie Jenner's baby daddy, Tyga. Yes.
Tyga texts this guy from TikTok and says, hey, it's Tyga. Please answer my call. And he's like, okay, bro, I'll call you back. Finally, he reaches back out to him. He lays down some lyrics, and that song, Bored in the House, comes out. And now it's on the radio, and it's all across
TikTok.
Playing
the background for people that just came in, in the background. We just played it. But I can't get enough of this song. It's so relatable. Bored in the house, and
I'm in the house, boy. That's why it's so popular on TikTok, is everybody's bored in the house right now making TikTok. So.
How can you not dance? You know you're dancing in your car. Come on. Bored in the house, boy. I'm bored in the
house, bored, and I'm bored in the There you go. Well, there's the story behind that song. You can go tell everybody. You can go when you download TikTok and have no shame and tell
or
everyone.
Or go download Bored in the House.
That too. Yeah. While you're at it, download the radio.com app. You can take us with you wherever you're going. You're going in a house where you're going to be bored. You can listen to us on your smart speaker. Catch up with our show on demand. 1037kissfm.com for the radio.com app. You can get it there.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I must be in denial because I just said, oh, the sun's out, as I looked out of my bedroom window. And Riggs said, enjoy it till it rains. And I go, well, when's that going to happen? Then I thought, who cares? And it's not like you have a time. You know what time it is anyway, Allie. Right. What are you asking? What time it's going to rain?
Future Allie doesn't even know what's happening. Future Allie won't even remember if I told current Allie when it was going to rain. What's up?
Oh, man. Okay, so I got to tell you this for the Hollywood Dirt. It's not funny, but it is funny. Did you know that they do a thing called NurseCon? For nurses?
I would assume, for every... I think there's a convention for every profession imaginable. Well, there's like an electric wiring convention. But yeah.
Well, this guy who's a nurse, because there's lots of male and female nurses, came up with this idea to do NurseCon on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship. So all these nurses could go to this convention, and the video is hysterical because it shows these nurses partying and swimming and then doing a little bit of learning here and there and then partying some more.
Was this
it looks like a good time.
Was this pre-coronavirus or now?
Pre-corona.
Okay.
Pre-corona.
Okay. So
these nurses pay over $2,500 around that to go on this cruise where they were going to hang out with 1,500 other nurses. It was going to be great.
Yeah.
Well, it got canceled because of COVID, obviously. Uh-huh. And not only that, nurses are working and, they're busy. So it was supposed to happen at the end of April. It got canceled. They're not giving them refunds.
What?
So now these nurses are like teaming up and one of them is suing saying, why are you not giving us our $2,500 back for a convention for nurses on a Royal Caribbean ship that has been canceled?
Because of a medical situation. How ironic.
Right. Royal Caribbean comes back and says, whoa. We have done everything to offer you full refunds. The only one who can give you the refund is the guy who set up the convention. So Royal Caribbean's like, we have done everything in our power to make sure you get your money back. So she's suing the dude that is setting up NurseCon, saying, there's no reason we all shouldn't be getting our $2,500 back. This is crazy.
This is like the guy that did Fyre Festival that took everyone's money.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing. I thought, well, here comes a documentary. We're going to have a documentary on freaking NurseCon now because this guy's ripping all these nurses off in the middle of a pandemic. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. Well, I could imagine.
So Royal Caribbean says, hey, we gave them a chance to refund the cruise fare or give them 125% future credit. And these people are going, Royal Caribbean, this guy will not give us anything. So right. Crazy, right?
I'm interested to see how that turns out. And I want to watch the documentary, too, when it drops.
please make a documentary. Please.
Please.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Throwback Thursday. You'll hear stuff like that all day long. GA's got a Throwback Thursday mix later today. They'll throw up for you.
Dude, from 7 to 8. I love that mix. I love being in the car, being at home on the app and listening to his Throwback Thursday mix gives me life. Yeah.
Radio.com. Get the app. Listen for free anywhere, anytime. Or on your smart speakers. Just say, hey, Siri, or hey, Alexa, play 103.7 Kiss FM. It works.
Riggs, you can only have the TV on for so long, in fairness. I'm getting sick of the TV at this point. Yeah. It's the point where I play music and my kids, we're just dancing and doing stuff, you know? So that's the way I turn on the radio.com app and go.
Music brings the world together, bro. So what happened?
So this morning, obviously I'm working from home, okay? And I have not been to the store in almost a week now because we're trying to go out as little as possible. It needs to be essential. My ideal would be doing pickup or delivery, but I'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
So this morning, I log in. I connect with you on the microphone. Yep. You're at the station, Riggs. I'm at home. Yeah. And I say, hey, Riggs, I'm here. This is 5 a.m. I go, I'm here, but I'll be right back in 10 minutes. And you go, what do you mean? And I go, I got to run. I have to run to the gas station.
Now, that seems like a safe time to go out. 5 in the morning. Nobody's going to be out.
And I needed, two essential things. I'm like, no, Riggs, don't laugh at me. Okay, Diet Coke's not essential.
It is to you. It is to you.
But it is. But, I stock up on it. So I went, okay, I don't know what to do, but I need, two things, and I don't know where to get them. So you said, okay. I said, so I literally went out in the middle of the night this morning.
Uh-huh.
It was dark. I think nobody's going to be out.
No.
Riggs, I pulled up to the gas station, and it looked like the busiest mall during Black Friday. I was like, wait a second. This is not Black Friday. Why is every spot taken? Why is every... I'm happy...
In New Berlin?
Yes. Okay. I'm happy that businesses are able to stay open.
Yeah.
But the fact that... since I haven't left the house that much, because if I don't have to, I'm not going to. I can do my part. Some people are going... They don't have no choice. I feel for you people. But if I go out and I see a packed store at 5 a.m., that worries me. How many people are still out?
A lot of people.
Is my point. I would understand walking into a gas station and seeing maybe 3 people. But I saw 20. And I went, this is crazy for this time of day that we're all still out right now. And I get it. We are blue collar. We have manufacturing jobs. These people start at 5, 6 a.m. I respect. But
they could have been getting off.
I can't believe it. They could have been getting off.
Yeah.
There are a lot of factory warehouses in New Berlin, so I get it. But I was like, dude, I can't believe how many people are still out. And I hadn't been out in a week to kind of see it.
I drive every day.
Does that make any sense?
No, it does. I drive every day. Yeah. I come here to the radio station in Hales Corners. And every day I leave at about 4:45, 4:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And the traffic is still the same. But it's always scarce at that time. But when I leave at 11 o'clock or so, it's still just as crowded as it ever was, really.
And it's not like it's the same. Rush hour is not busy, but there's still traffic. And when I walked into the gas station, I did the thing where, I used my elbow to push the door because I'm trying to be I washed hands before I left and I washed hands when I got back in case I touched anything. And the only thing I had to touch was the pin pad, which stresses me out. I wish, because I used my Apple Pay, but you still have to put in your rewards number.
Oh, yeah. The stupid rewards
number. So I was like,
get you.
I need to have the lady put it in for me. You know? But I want to know, my real issue is, how do I even get a pickup or delivery time?
Oh, for groceries.
Riggs,
for
a full trip. Not to go out. I tried to get on. It's over a week out. Trying to get picked. I don't have a week to wait for groceries. So then what do I do? I feel lost.
You know what? I thought the same thing. And I think I found a hack for this because it worked at least for me with Pick and Save. And I'll tell you what I did next.
Wait a second.
It's going to help you get your groceries. It's amazing.
I need to know. Amazing. Without having to go to the store.
Without having to go to the store.
Oh.
Bring it right out to your car for you. I'll tell you about it next. What?
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Riggs, I said I'm so frustrated because I want to do pickup or delivery at the grocery store. And it's like, by the time I realize all the stuff I need, because my kids eat like crazy, it's like a day out. And then I can't find a pickup or delivery time because they're all booked.
Yep.
So what's your hack?
Here's a hack that I've found, all right? Now, you're going to have to suck it up and go once in the next couple days in person, but then set a time in like a week from now. What you can do, at least I did this with the Pick and Save app, I reserved a time, right? So my time that's reserved, I reserved on, I think, Saturday this past weekend for this Friday, all right? So tomorrow.
Okay.
But I reserved it on Saturday. I put a couple things in my cart. I saved it. You can go back in and modify your cart. Add things, remove things, put things in and out if you need to,
up until
the day before. So what I'm saying is you go and put a couple essentials on the list that you know you're going to need and lock in that time like a week
from now. Like milk and laundry detergent or whatever,
okay? Lock those in, lock in a time so you know you have that coming up. Because if you're like me, I don't know what I'm going to need. I don't know what I'm going to need in a week, but I have that time reserved. It's already charged my card. They already have that time slot for me. And they're not going to start filling the order until the day of, so they don't care if you add or subtract from it. As long as you pay for it, who cares?
This is genius.
So for the whole week, my wife and I have been like, what do we need? What can we add to the store? So we'll go in
and
we'll
add
a couple things. Oh, we don't need this. We can take it off. And it'll modify your order, take it off your credit card, put it on as you're doing it. But if you reserve it that a week in advance, I know it's hard to think a week in advance.
This is genius.
But when you
it's not when you put it this way, because you're saying go online or just put milk in and reserve a time and then come back.
Whatever the minimum order is.
In a couple days when I really need everything and I know what is specifically added on and then go pick it up.
So this week we've been thinking, crap, we're out of produce. Wait, we have our pickup time for this Friday, so let's add a couple things in for produce so we have it ready to go. Wait, we're not using as much yogurt as we thought we were, so we took yogurt off the list. We don't need it. That's my hack. Pretty sure that'll work. It's not an endorsement for Pick and Save, but it should be. But it works amazing.
Are we still talking? Were you still talking?
I
was
sure.
Booking for next week. Were you still talking?
You can text 71037 if you've done this.
Wait, Riggs, wait.
Go ahead.
Wait. Somebody just messaged me, Stephanie, on Facebook. I see you. Yeah. She said, keep checking Pick and Save. She said, I looked earlier today. Nothing was available. Just looked, and I have delivery today.
That's true, too.
So maybe it changes that quickly.
Because they'll have people people will cancel, or they'll realize they have another time slot that they can do. It'll change. So keep checking the app. Because I'm looking right now, and the one in Franklin where I go to, I could have it as soon as 3 days from now, on the 12th. So on the 12th, if I wanted to this weekend.
I was going to say, see when the next time, because when I looked last time, it was over a week out. It wasn't even a week out. They just didn't have anything available. You couldn't even do days in advance.
Yeah. So what I'm saying, if you reserve
pick
one,
and save.
Go and reserve one. Use the Pick and Save app or whatever app you're going to do. Lock that time in. Put a couple of your essential things on there and then modify it throughout the week if you need to add or subtract things. That's my hack. And I'm pretty sure it'll work for you. So let me know. Yes.
Thank you. Again, I'm back. I'm going back to my cart now. Bye.
All right. You can text us 71037. You've been doing this. It's Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yep.
Okay, Riggs. You hear me okay?
I hear you all right. You're there.
Okay, good. So get this. You remember Ray Allen, who used to play for the Bucks?
Of course. Ray Allen played for the Bucks back in 96 to 2003 or so.
Okay, well, he has started a new challenge online for men. This is cracking me up. And do you know what the challenge is?
What's the Ray Allen challenge now?
Come on, men. Show your hairlines. Show it growing out and have no shame. He's calling it the George Jefferson Challenge.
The George Jefferson Challenge.
He got online.
I like that.
Ray Allen got online, former Bucks player, and said, why do I care about some people making fun of me or laugh? I'm just reading his, whether the grammar's right or not, who cares? He said, that's the least of my worries. Should be the least of yours, what people say about you. I know online bullying's a huge thing nowadays. Here people don't want to be somebody's meme or shamed, but y'all really got to get over that because who gives a bleep? And then he said, you start to dig down deep and you ask yourself, who you really are?
Yeah.
Who are your friends? Who's checking on you? Who checks on you every day? Who do you check least on? And he said, the least of my worries is somebody laughing at me because my hairline isn't what it used to be. I'm 44 years old. He said, I am 44. I don't care if I don't have hair. Let's talk about my friends right now. Like, let's talk about things that matter.
Good for him.
So he's kind of, this is kind of like when Alicia Keys took her makeup off for women.
Yeah.
Because I have talked to numerous hairstylists and they all tell me the same thing. The one thing that really kills men is losing their hair.
She said
that's like body for women. That's like when you're bought with the body image thing for women. It's like hair for dudes.
I can only imagine. I have a friend, a very close friend, who was balding and he hates it. He shaves his head because of it. He has a receding hairline and he's so self-conscious about it. That's why he's he shaves his head all the time. I go, why do you shave your
head?
I go, he bicks it like with a razor, completely shaves it off.
Wow.
He was like, I just don't, I'm self-conscious about my receding hairline. A lot of men are. Thank God I didn't get that genetically from my dad's side of the family. Or I think
you got lucky.
I have a full head of hair, but my half brother does not. He's getting the receding hairline. That's hilarious.
That's what I mean. I mean, you're really lucky, Riggs, because I mean, getting to our age now, it's like even just being on Tinder, it's like, I bet you more guys are bald than not. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Uh-huh.
Because they shave their head because they're losing their hair.
Well,
and they're not old, they're just shaving it.
The George Jefferson challenge that Ray Allen, the former Milwaukee Buck, is issuing.
Yep. He said, come on, guys, show your receding hairline and don't be ashamed. Who cares? I say, props.
Yep.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Allie was just dancing on her bed. It was very uncomfortable to watch.
Oh!
It's so funny to watch.
But
she's jumping on your bed like a five-year-old. It's hilarious.
So what? I'm wearing the same sweatshirt I've had on for 3 days. What do you care?
I don't care. As long as I don't smell you, I'm glad I'm 6 miles away
from you. Trust me. You don't want to, brother. You don't want to.
I took a shower this morning. I felt good about myself.
Congrats. I took one 2 days ago. Congrats. That's hysterical.
Ew. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? By the way, you can always catch up with our show on demand with the radio.com app or with 1037kissfm.com. Did you learn something? I learned something from
you. Yes. Mute my phone, first of all. Mute me on FaceTime. Sorry. And then second of all, this is behind-the-scenes stuff. And then second of all, here's what I learned on the show today. First things first, I learned that Riggs was on a Zoom call doing his first ever family holiday because his wife is Jewish. So they did a Seder for Passover with 11 other families in New York. And the funniest story, you had me dying talking about this Zoom call because I could so relate and picture it. Tell everyone what they were doing on it.
Every Zoom conference that happens, if you have more than two or three people, it's who's got their microphone on? Everybody, mute your microphone. And then there's Richie who's like, I muted my microphone. My microphone's not on. I don't even have a microphone in front of
me. But you can hear him the whole time, right?
And then Richie, you look up in his little box and Richie's little square, he's got like a sportscaster headset on with the earphones and the microphone right in front of his mouth. So his wife runs up and she goes, this microphone right here in front of your mouth, Richie, this is what they're talking about. You can't talk into this. It was funny.
I can just picture old people on Zoom. Yes. My microphone's muted. I don't understand as you're hearing them talking.
Dina's trying to read the prayer. Will you shut up, everyone? Shut up.
Easter on Zoom is going to be a hell of a holiday, let me tell you.
Yeah, I bet. I learned from Allie that it is just as hilarious to watch a Zoom conference with kindergartners because that's what Allie did yesterday with how many kindergartners on a Zoom call? How many different ones?
There was like 16 or 17.
I couldn't
get enough of it. It was giving me life watching Hudson and his class on Zoom. They have like these meetups once a week. They're all on, and every time a kid talks, it lights them up and brings them to the screen. Well, the problem is because kids play with phones and don't watch, they're moving the phone, they're dropping it. It's like going like this. You're seeing them come on camera, but there's no face because they're flying and then Hudson's trying to talk to his classmates like nobody else is on the call. Hudson's on Zoom going, hey, Aiden, what's your favorite ship? And Aiden's like, it's the Titanic, Hudson. And I'm like,
individual,
you know, there's 50, I'm like, there's 15 other kindergartners on this call, Hudson. Stop.
You can't make that up. You can't.
It's glorious.
Plus, I revealed a huge hack for ordering your groceries online. If you can go listen right now at 1037kissfm.com, you can catch up there.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.